question was asked, we are taught that the punishment for taking interest is very severe. A person is told they won't come back in the world to come. Why is collecting interest from a fellow Jew so severe? So, interest is called neshech. Chazal is an acronym, Chachmenu Zichronam Livracha, our sages of blessed memory. So our sages say that the reason it's called neshech, like a bite, like neshicha, to bite, is because interest is like the bite of a snake. Interest, when a snake bites a person, so then they inject venom, but the bite in its own right seems minor. He gets a little bite, it's no different than a mouse biting him. Mm-hmm. And then the venom that the snake injects goes up the bloodstream until it reaches the heart, and then the heart can stop and the person can die. So it's a process, it doesn't happen right away, and when the person gets bitten initially, they don't sense the danger that's imminent. By the same token, Chazal said, interest, when a person collects interest, so the person who signs into a deal where there's interest, that person doesn't feel like I'm doing something dangerous, I'm doing something bad. The person feels like I'm just going to pay him a little bit back. And then as time goes on, it can destroy a person's finances because the interest builds up and builds up and builds up until the person finally finds himself having a debt that they can never climb out of, and it destroys their life.
Fair legal agreement?
So it's not, the question here is not about being fair.
Like
the Torah prohibits it. The Torah says there's a perk that you have for being part of this club called the Jewish people, mm-hmm. and you have to adhere to that perk.
So you can
and just a second, and when a person turns their back on it, there's an issue here, ben adam l'chavero, that the person is doing something that in the long run is harmful to his fellow man. There's also an issue, ben adam l'makom. What he's saying is, leave God out of this. I'm going to do what I want. So that you put that all together. So then the Torah says that's a very heinous crime. The Torah also says that, remember you left Egypt and don't collect interest. Yeah, because interest is a very serious thing. Again, remember, this destroys people. Interest is an area, you'll say, people take loans from banks, etc., right, that's one type of interest. Right, that's one type of interest.
Are you allowed to go to a Jewish bank and get a loan?
So that's another question. We can get onto that.
I've always
one
wanted
second.
To know that one.